anti-intellectual and uninformed individual. Even when he was active abroad, he had no taste for political discussion or analysis, or even cooperation with others. He was a loner. He was disinterested in organization or cooperation with others. He was a one-man show. And in fact, Qutbzadeh was a very much of an Iranian prototype character. You know. Hidayat Dashakol is very close to what Qutbzadeh is about, and a contradictory individual. On the one hand, he could be very stingy and unforgiving. On the other hand, he could be very generous and very large. You know, the kind of characteristics that we find in Dashakol. And he was after power and self-aggrandizement. And he was not only unwilling, but he disgusted. He was disgusted with the idea of submitting to the mullahs, not because of ideological, political commitments, but because of his personality type. You know, that when we go back in Iran, for example, that the tough guys in the mahalle, you know, the religious leaders could even be a little concerned with their, you know, anger and displeasure. They might respect a particular religious leader at certain times, but not because of power relationship, you know, and all that. Anyway, I think Qutbzadeh's character has to be, you know, analyzed in the context of Iranian political culture and Dashmashti Bazi and all that. And he was very much, you know, that. And he died in a sense, very much reflecting the contradictory and ironic attributes of such character, that at the end he refused to repent and he refused to say anything that would please the mullahs. He remained very adamant and intransigent while they were taking him to his, you know, execution. I understand that toward the end, Ahmad Khomeini sent his brother-in-law, Sadiq Tabatabai, to Qutbzadeh and ask him to repent and request forgiveness directly from Khomeini, and he refused to do that. And the person who told me seemed to have first-hand knowledge from hearing it from Qutbzadeh's brother that was involved in this. And he went before his execution and he died another, which reflects again Dashakol would do that. At the same time, he could do things which were absolutely absurd and petty and ridiculous. Bani Sadr should have never been involved in politics. Bani Sadr is a very useful, good, effective individual as a moral critic of any society. And he's very learned in his Islamic context. He knows that the tradition and the literature and all that, and he also knows enough about the Qarb and all that. He is not a man of power. He is absolutely no managerial talent. He has absolutely no organizational capability. In fact, he is resentful of organization. He is anarchist in his thinking as well as his behavior. It is really, again, ironic that he managed to come that far simply because of the political, you know, situation, that he was close to Khomeini and he acted as an individual. And one important reason, in my opinion, that he managed to go that far was that Khomeini and his men did not really see any threat in him, any danger in him. They saw him as a loner, and they thought that if he is in a ceremonial position of power or authority, he will stop criticizing or causing them any, you know, discomfort about the way they manage the society. And in that sense, they were wrong. I don't think Bani Sadr would ever be able to accept power or the exercise of power as something fundamentally acceptable to him. And the fact that he ended up as the first president of the Islamic Republic is one of the ironies of the Iranian Revolution. I would respect him. He is a completely honest man. He is a very sincere, honest man who is totally oblivious to political operative type of activities, and he could never get along with anybody who appeared to be in the superior position. He related to Khomeini as his father, and even he rebelled against his father. So he is, another personality and character that cannot really be evaluated and judged by simple political standards. It's the irony of the revolution that he got to the position of the presidency of the Islamic Republic.
Thank you very much.